It's time now for your letters, and first, a few moments to set some things straight. Yesterday, my co-host Audie Cornish spoke with John Brown, the former CEO of BP, who stepped down in 2007 amid a scandal involving a male escort. Now, Brown has written a book urging the business world to create a better environment for gay and lesbian employees.
Certainly, if you look at the S&P 500, there isn't one out gay CEO.
Well, several of you pointed out an oversight on Brown's part. Peter Tenney of Baltimore writes, in point of fact, Tim Cook of Apple is openly gay. It doesn't make the acceptance of homosexuals in business any better, but at least it's not the hopelessly barren world he painted. Turning to the World Cup, we were off on a couple of things in a story about immigrant fans preparing to watch the tournament. One of those fans spoke with reporter Jim O'Grady about a notable victory by Senegal over World Cup champion France, saying it happened in 2006. In fact, that upset came in 2002. And O'Grady recalled a dramatic penalty shootout, Germany versus Argentina, in the quarterfinals in 1996. But that's a year when there was no World Cup. Turns out that moment came a decade later in 2006. Sorry about that, football fans. Switching sports now, Mike Rarick of Niceville, Florida, wrote to say he enjoyed my conversation this week with NBC commentator Doc Emmerich, also known as the voice of the Stanley Cup.
Thrown in by Nash, cranked ahead and slowed down by Carter, brought on by Williams, protects, got it to Carter, score!
Thank you for bringing attention to the verbal wizardry of Doc Emmerich, Mr. Rarick writes. I've always been a fan of his play-by-play, but I never realized how many different verbs he used during his hockey commentary. He goes on to say that in just 10 minutes of play in Game 4 Wednesday night, he recorded Emmerich using the following terms to describe a pass: nudged, ladled, shoveled, pulled, deflected, turned, played, bounced, spirited, luffed, slung, forced, left, dropped, backhanded, sent, careened, punched, jabbed, fired, cycled, reversed, crossed, canceled. And he lists 25 others before concluding, he will always be the voice of hockey to me. And thanks, Mike, for that incredible list. Thanks to all of you for your comments and letters. Please do keep them coming. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact. It's at the very bottom of the page.